John from Boston wants to know about the chaos you foresee. What will it be?
I'm sure they'll use all of the standard, I call them the standard techniques of famine, and that will happen very easily in a plague, because they've already said on television that no food will come into the cities because there'll be no transportation allowed back and forth. So you'll have famine, plague, earthquakes are caused, of course, by harpists written into the United Nations Charter in the 1970s, I think 77, they said the harp technology must not be used between governments in warfare times because it can cause floods, hurricanes, and earthquakes. So earthquakes can be caused as well, and of course war. So we'll have all of the usual revelation stuff, because revelations is a revealing, it's not a prophecy, it's a revealing of a plan.
Chris from Denver wants to know if you're aware, and this is a true story, by the way, Alan, of scientists, primarily microbiologists, who have been dying around the planet over the last several years. I think they're up to like 80 now. Very unusual. Are you aware of that one?
Yes, and it makes sense, because scientists who are into that particular field know how their own theories of viruses simply evolving. They know that there are certain patterns and stages they must go through. So when they see something jumping a few stages and obviously heading towards man, then man himself has interfered to make it so. There's a good book put out about warfare with bacteria and viruses. It's called Deadly Allies, and it was published in Canada by and written by a Toronto Star reporter. It's all declassified information from the Canadian government. And Canada led the field in viral and bacterial warfare during World War II and afterwards. And he goes into these techniques of modifying viruses. It's very easy. And in the Daily Mail in England had a two-page spread back in the early 90s of a reporter going into the port and Downs warfare laboratory in Britain, and having a morning breakfast with the scientist there, whose job it is to make these killer diseases. And he said they casually sat around having breakfast and talked about ethnic-specific diseases which they have, diseases which they can release in a country, and they can program the viruses to reproduce so many thousands of times and then die off. That's how well-programmed they can be.
So how do we fight back, Alan? What do we do about this?
I've been telling people to rapidly inform themselves with the ammunition, which is the data from those who are putting the books out on the agenda. And like Jacques Cousteau, who gave the interview and said that about 70% of the public would have to be killed off, these great heroes they give us. And once you have the information, then you tell all your politicians and you bombard them and say, look, we know what's coming. We know what's going on. We know what you're up to. And it's not going to happen.
Can we win this battle?
If we definitely tell them, we're educated now. We know what's going on. You got to stop it, because if we don't stop it, they're going to do it. And once a plague is set upon the public, it will be chaos, panic, and people will simply do whatever they're told.
All right, let's assume the European Union does it on their own.
Mm-hmm.
Can we, as a United States, as a country, can we battle all that by ourselves?
I don't think so. I think they want this worldwide. They've said themselves that this particular plague, which they just know is coming, it's the first time in history that you can actually tell you it's just coming. It still has six jumps to go to get to man from animal, but they can tell it's just going to take this out of thousands of directions it could go. They just know it's coming our way. It's going to take 5 years of pandemics springing up and dying down worldwide before it will eventually die off. Well, that's 5 years of chaos, repetitive chaos, and a lot of the public will be killed off during that whole thing. We have to prevent it before it starts. And that's why we got to tell them all, hey, we know what's going on.
They want to go from 6-plus billion to 500,000 or 500 million.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
And I guess they believe they can run the world on that amount of people.
They certainly do. They have the technology now all based in China. China was set up to do exactly what it's doing by the money and technology from the West. They didn't steal anything. They were given everything. And as I say, the Council on Foreign Relations and the Royal Institute of International Affairs wrote about setting China up to do this job back in the 1930s. That's how far ahead they plan everything.
Now, if they're going to allow for the destabilization of countries in the Middle East, with Iran and Syria being left, why don't they just go to them and say, folks, you got to play ball with us here?
Well, they want, again, a chaos mentality to come through here. They want to bring all those countries, again, to their knees as well through the massive killing that's going on. And there is massive killing going on all the time there. And they want this to be... You see, what they said many, many years ago was... And this was written about by Albert Pike, the Pope of Freemasonry, who wrote Morals and Dogma. He belonged to the Rite of Perfection, or the Scottish Rite, which was not Scottish at all. That's another story. And he said there would be three world wars, two with Germany. And this was a letter in the British Museum that he wrote to Lord Rothschild. And he said the third one will be between Zionism and Islam, to be fought in the Middle East. And he said it will involve the whole world and cause such chaos that the people will be so sick of religion at the end, they will allow an age of reason to come in where a scientific elite would run the world.
Is this also then a plot to do away with religions and beliefs?
Yes. Yeah.
Interesting.
Absolutely. Pike was very adamant on that they would keep playing it up as the war dragged on, that religion was behind it, and people would be so disgusted with it all that we'd put ourselves under the new high priests of science.